Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. Almost 150 years ago, the U.S. National Academy of Sciences was established to honor top scientists with membership. Today, its primary mission is to improve government decision-making and public policy by providing elected leaders, policymakers, and the public with expert advice based on sound scientific evidence. Indeed, the use of scientific evidence and principles in decision-making has tremendous potential to affect meaningful policy change, not only in the United States, but around the world. In Africa in particular, there's outstanding promise for evidence to make a substantial difference in decision-making. Policymakers from the African continent are increasingly confronted by emerging issues with scientific underpinnings and are under great pressure to act visibly, impartially, and effectively in the public interest. The African Science Academy Development Initiative, known by its acronym ASADI, is a 10-year effort to strengthen the capability of African science academies to provide independent, evidence-based advice to their national governments. Launched in 2004 and funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the initiative focuses on informing African government policymaking and public discourse related to improving human health. The initiative also aims to foster a deeper appreciation on the part of African governments of the benefits of decision-making based on evidence and analysis. The grant supports intense capacity-building efforts with the science academies of Nigeria, South Africa, and Uganda. The grant also provides modest support to the academies of Cameroon, Ghana, Kenya, Senegal, and the regional African Academy of Sciences for strategic planning efforts. The U.S. National Academies recently hosted several African science academies to discuss how effective governance and communications can help ensure that academies play an important national role and contribute to evidence-based policymaking.
My name is David Okale. I am currently the president of the Nigerian Academy of Science.
The Nigerian Academy is one of the oldest in Africa.
Our academy was founded in 1977, so it was about 30 years ago. The mission largely rests on being able to provide advice or being able to assist government and its agencies to solve problems of national interest.
ASADI supports a variety of program elements, including the testing and development of policy advisory models, annual conferences and joint working sessions, strategic planning activities, and monitoring and evaluation. The Nigerian Academy's partnership with ASADI has provided them with much-needed direction as they look towards the future.
With ASADI, we've had to prepare a strategic plan. The key elements of the strategic plan, which I think are essential for us to develop the critical mass of fellows of the academy to be able to do the things that we want to do if we're going to now reposition ourselves to be in a position to provide evidence-based advice to government.
But with change and strategic planning come questions.
What is really a very, very difficult question is whether we should now expand to include social sciences. I think the existing membership resists that. But in terms of the gender balance and looking after the different geographical areas and so on, yes, we need to do this diversification.
Today, collaborative partnering with African Academies of Science is helping to develop infrastructure, train personnel, strengthen and enhance relationships between the academy and its government, and implement rigorous procedures for providing policy advice. Traditionally created and structured as honorific societies that recognize individuals who have made outstanding scientific contributions in a country, science academies around the world and in Africa are progressively building a service orientation that will allow them to contribute to the resolution of development problems.
My name is Wieland Gievers. I'm an emeritus professor of the University of Cape Town, and my employment since I retired has been as the executive officer or executive director of the Academy of Science of South Africa.
Unlike the Nigerian Academy of Science, the Academy of Science of South Africa is a fairly young institution, only about 10 years old. Dr. Gievers describes the Academy's vision for being what he calls the APEX Organization for Scholarly Capacity in South Africa, focused mainly on the mobilization of the country's top experts to examine the evidential basis for the solution of major science-based problems.
Everybody knows the troubled history of my country, and so what we have are two organizations that call themselves academies that were started in 1908, but they are very fractional. They serve a part of the community, and they are not at all a modern academy. So our true beginning point was in 2001 with the passage through the South African Parliament of the Academy of Science of South Africa Act.
This act defined them as South Africa's one true national science academy, recognized officially by the government and acknowledged internationally. Over what is really a relatively short period of time, the African science academies involved with ASADI have made remarkable accomplishments, often despite significant challenges.
The initiation of the African Science Academy Development Initiative by the U.S. National Academies was for us an absolutely necessary injection of the right kind of support, both the preceptor model, both the you know, how well this is done already in this country for so many years, how much has been learnt and how one does this best. We were able to get this enormously valuable mentorship and models and incorporate them and very quickly become able to at least begin to do these things along those lines.
Numerous African nations are beginning to embrace science as a core component of national policy. Certainly, these early successes provide solid evidence in support of extending the ASADI effort to more partners and across other sectors. It's increasingly evident that advice from a national science academy can carry weight among a nation's leaders, which in turn can influence decisions in a tangible way. The impacts of advice from science academies can be substantial and far-reaching, including influencing legislation, increasing funding levels, influencing national-level or local-level policies and regulations, creating or reorganizing government programs, and enabling new research. The value of homegrown advice can't be overstated in Africa, where the bulk of advice to government is currently driven either by donors and other external actors who may have limited knowledge and experience of local conditions, or by powerful interest groups and internal actors who may be motivated to influence decisions for private gain.
I'm Edward Chirumira, I'm Professor of Sociology and Dean Faculty of Social Sciences at Makerere University in Uganda. I'm an Executive Council member of the Uganda National Academy of Sciences and currently Chair of the Forum on Health and Nutrition.
The ASADI vision is to develop African science academies so that they're regarded as trusted sources of credible scientific advice in each nation. Ultimately, it's hoped that many aspects of public policy may benefit from the experience and scientific rigor of the best minds in each country. 5 years into the initiative, there's ample evidence that African science academies have improved their infrastructure and have hired and trained capable staff. Advisory reports on a variety of critical public policy challenges have been undertaken and successfully concluded. Trusting relationships have been forged and sustained between academies and government representatives. Members of African science academies are engaging progressively in a public service capacity.
Certainly, government is receptive to advice that is indigenous. Through the ASADI support, there has been, you know, space has been created for individual national academies to come together.
The continent has an abundance of scientific expertise, especially when the diaspora is taken into consideration. But better mining of this expertise is the challenge. The vision of ASADI is to mobilize a nation's scientific expertise to provide, through apolitical, multidisciplinary, independent, consensus-based processes, authoritative advice on matters of science and technology. A science academy is an essential element of civil society that enables its people to hold their democratically chosen representatives accountable by dispassionately illuminating the science pertinent to issues of national importance.
People are recognizing science not for the science, but for the service that it provides. I think that, you know, when I wake up in the morning and see that, you know, people are looking at you in terms of what you're offering to this, I think it really keeps me going.
Over the last 4 years, the vision of ASADI has become a reality. The future of ASADI is dependent on the incorporation of sustainable best practices and the better definition of the unique niches of African science academies in their individual national advisory space. In the end, a bright future for Africa depends on peace, good governance, advances in health, and the creation of institutions and policies that can deliver prosperity. The Science Academies of Africa are ideally positioned to increase their capacity. Ultimately, it is hoped that they will play a greater role in their countries in advancing the use of science and technology in decision-making. By drawing upon the strengths of African scientists, science academies can change the future of Africa. The U.S. National Academy of Sciences has deep admiration for how much has been accomplished by our African colleagues. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.